Former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio's entrance into the Arizona Senate race has shaken up an already crowded field of competitors. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins reports that Arpaio's candidacy will impact the race for campaign cash in advance of the primary election.
What's it cost to win a Senate seat in Arizona these days? Chuck Coughlin thinks between $4 and $5 million would be a good start.
Probably, $2.5 to $3.5 million on the media side. And then on your ground game, probably another $1 million.
Coughlin runs the consulting firm High Ground and is a veteran of decades of Arizona political races. He says the general election, presumably against a well-funded Kyrsten Sinema, would be at least another $5 to $7 million. Of course, that's for a conventional candidate. Someone like former Sheriff Joe Arpaio has the advantage of not having to pay for name recognition.
The thing for Joe is it's really not about name ID. It's really about cultivating his base.
Especially in a tight primary like the one unfolding on the Republican side, Arpaio says he likes his chances.
Never had any trouble winning a primary.
The former sheriff has never run a statewide campaign. He has, however, campaigned statewide.
Just about every Republican candidate who's run for something in the last 20 years has called on him for an endorsement, for an appearance, for an ad.
Chad Willems is Arpaio's campaign consultant. He says most Arizonans are well aware of Arpaio already.
That's good and bad, right? I mean, there are people who love him and there are people who hate him. There are very few people in between who really have no opinion of Sheriff Joe.
And so Willems says it will be up to the campaign to convince detractors that Arpaio can be a winning candidate for Republicans. Willems says the fundraising is off to a good start and that Arpaio's loyal supporters are still donating.
Typically, the sheriff has enjoyed support from people, across the state and across the country that have written those smaller checks. They're really the grassroots activists that have written the $25, $30, $35 check.
And Willems acknowledges Arpaio will need every last one of them. He sees his candidate eventually squaring off against Martha McSally, who is believed to have already amassed millions of dollars for the race. But Arpaio will be fighting Kelly Ward to carry the mantle of the anti-establishment candidate and for the dollars from the far right. Arpaio's entrance into the race is seen as hurting Ward the most, whose last FEC filing shows her campaign with less than $300,000 cash on hand. Coughlin says he's already seeing signs that the establishment Republicans and donors are lining up with McSally. He says Arpaio will have to rely on alternative channels to raise money.
So there's where Joe's strength is. Joe has a nationwide, dare I say, global fundraising network.
Arpaio has been actively seeking donations to help with his legal debts through the Sheriff Joe Arpaio Legal Fund, as well as raising money through a 501c4 called the Joe Arpaio Action Fund. Arpaio's consultant, Willems, says the Action Fund will not be spending any money during the campaign, but along with the Legal Fund, will continue to accept donations. Arpaio says the money he raises for the campaign will be used on the campaign.
It's going all around. I'm doing this to raise money for my legal fund. You can't use a legal fund.
That's true. Former state elections director Joe Canefield teaches campaign finance law at the University of Arizona. He says if you ask people to contribute money to your campaign, then
the expectation is that money is going to be used for the campaign. And if you're using that money for personal reasons, then you're not being honest with the contributor.
And you'd be violating the law. But Canefield says it's common for candidates to establish action funds and even defense funds when they've had legal troubles like Arpaio. He says the point is to keep them separate from campaign funds. Willems wouldn't disclose Arpaio's campaign totals so far. Arpaio still has more than $400,000 left over from his final sheriff's race, but that money can't be used in the Senate race. So Willems described the campaign as essentially starting from scratch, hiring staff and scouting locations for satellite offices. The first FEC filing deadline of 2018, which will shed more light on fundraising efforts by all the candidates, is April 15th. The primary election is August 28th. Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.